Could the United States push for more fossil fuels derail global efforts to combat climate change? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the shifting dynamics in global energy policy. Let's dive in. At the Future of Energy Security Summit in London, hosted by the International Energy Agency and the United Kingdom government, the United States made a controversial push for increased reliance on fossil fuels, downplaying the role of renewables. This move comes at a time when China and the United States are pivotal players in the global clean energy transition, with China doubling down on decarbonization while the United States pivots back to fossil fuels. The big question now is, what will this mean for global climate change efforts? The event saw leaders from the United Kingdom and the European Union advocating for clean energy as a means to ensure energy security. However, ministers from oil and gas-producing countries, including the United States, Iraq, and Egypt, argued that fossil fuels should continue to play a significant role in the energy system. This divergence in strategy highlights a growing tension in international energy policy. For small island nations like Barbados, the stakes are particularly high. As Barbados's Energy and Business Development Minister Lisa Cummins pointed out, energy security looks different for them because they are on the front line of the impacts of climate change, such as sea level rise. Yet, the U.S. envoy, Tommy Joyce, cited recent power cuts in Puerto Rico as evidence that over-reliance on renewables could destabilize traditional power grids. The implications of the United States' shift are significant. Countries that have been supplying clean energy technologies to the United States may need to find new markets, while those manufacturing solar cells might face new opportunities and challenges. The potential for economic shifts is considerable, as demonstrated by Pakistan's use of affordable Chinese solar panels to fuel a solar boom. Energy experts argue that relying on imports of machinery like solar panels is less risky and costly compared to fossil fuels. Sarah Brown, Ember's Europe Program Director, emphasized the constant risk and cost associated with importing fossil fuels. Meanwhile, Li Shou from the Asia Society Policy Institute raised the critical question of whether the West can decarbonize while decoupling from China. Why does this matter? The United States' stance could influence global energy markets and international relations significantly. As countries weigh the benefits of fossil fuels against the urgent need to address climate change, the world is watching to see how this might affect long-term trends in energy policy and economic alliances. For business leaders and policymakers, the key consideration is how to navigate these shifts to remain competitive and sustainable in a rapidly changing global landscape. In Washington, the debate on how to manage Iran's nuclear ambitions remains as contentious as ever. Despite the passage of time and changes in political leadership, the primary strategies, diplomacy or military action, continue to dominate discussions, yet neither offers a lasting solution. This dilemma is rooted in the very nature of Iran's regime, which has been defined by repression and destabilization since the 1979 revolution. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, remains a focal point in this debate. While diplomatic efforts, like a potential JCPOA 2.0, could temporarily curb Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief, they risk enabling the regime to strengthen its economic and political foothold. Meanwhile, military strikes, although capable of disrupting Iran's nuclear progress in the short term, could backfire by rallying domestic support for the regime and alienating opposition groups. The complexities of Iran's political landscape suggest a need for a more nuanced approach. Analysts propose leveraging sanctions and supporting regional deterrence efforts while backing Iranian opposition groups. This strategy aims to erode the regime's internal stability, capitalizing on its economic and political vulnerabilities, rather than relying solely on diplomacy or military force. Why does this matter? The Iranian nuclear issue is a symptom of a deeper problem, an inherently dangerous regime. Washington's challenge lies in moving beyond binary approaches and recognizing the potential for systemic change through internal destabilization. As the international community grapples with this dilemma, the implications for regional stability and global security remain profound. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. As we navigate the complexities of Iran's nuclear dilemma, it's clear that traditional strategies may not suffice. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.